Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Our visit with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. My dear friend Bernie Miklas joins us on this Sunday morning. How are you, Bernie?
I'm doing good, man. I'm still trying to recover from a bananas, absolutely bananas day of college football. Miami getting upset by Georgia Tech, Ole Miss dominating Georgia physically in a way I haven't seen Georgia dominate in a long time. Alabama and Jalen Milroe just running absolutely wild and blowing out LSU in Baton Rouge. You got Indiana showing some real toughness by surviving a challenge from a really fired up Michigan team. BYU, and this is the one that I was up very late for, BYU stays unbeaten with a last-second field goal to win at their bitter rivals' home field at Utah. And then Mizzou, of course, with just an insane, insane game, and they come out ahead to take down their old rival from the Big 12 days, Oklahoma.
Oh, it's nuts. It's nuts. And you got the Utah AD is, you know, taking the podium and saying that they got the game stolen from them and he's going to report to the Big 12 commissioner on the officiating. I mean, everybody's going absolutely nuts. I'm at the Mizzou game last night in Columbia, and what a cap to the day. First of all, I'm out there on the tailgate lots and I'm pacing because the Indiana, which had a 17-3 lead, has it trimmed all the way down to 17-15. They end up, as you said, holding them off. So I'm freaking out. I'm getting text messages from my friends. The cell service isn't good, so I'm looking for a TV on at somebody's tailgate. My head is spinning. When they win that game, I feel a lot better. And then at the end of the Mizzou game, I mean, I really felt sick to my stomach. I mean, it's 16-9. Oklahoma ties the game, takes the lead on a scoop and score, and then Missouri somehow drives down the field with Drew Pine, hits Theo Weiss for a touchdown, gets their own scoop and score against the turnover-prone Sooners and wins the game 30-23. Absolutely nuts. And I said this in the beginning of the show, Bernie, maybe we now know what Missouri's identity is. They find ways to win games even when they don't play well, because all of their games have kind of been the same. They just sort of squeak by.
No, I totally agree with you. It's kind of like they're able to master chaos. And, you know, those are most of their wins have been on the chaotic side. And unfortunately, their two losses were just total beatdowns. They lose 75-10 combined score to Alabama and Texas A&M. But they're surviving. And the thing of it is, you know, they're sitting there at 7-2, and Coach Drinkwitz has this program, you know, 18-4 in the last 22 games. And I was looking this up today. Mizzou has been ranked in 21 of the last 22 Associated Press top 25 polls, and that includes being ranked in the top 10 eight times in the last 14 weeks. So even if they don't make the playoffs, and I know Drinkwitz is actually catching some grief in the national media today because he said, hey, we're still in the playoff hunt after beating Oklahoma. Technically, they are. But even without any type of playoff, you know, performance or appearance this year, this is a great, great time for Mizzou football. He's got a lot to sell, a lot to sell, whether they make the playoffs or not.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if they go 11-2 again, I mean, it would be a tall order. They'd have to run the table here, but they got to go to South Carolina and win. That's the huge key, obviously.
Sure, sure.
But and let's say they win a bowl game. I mean, I think it's pretty far-fetched that they make the playoff, but they are still technically, you know, mathematically involved. But let's say they go 11-2 again. Are you kidding me? 22-4 in 2 years? That's incredible.
It really is. And see, you brought it up and you nailed it. And the thing of it is, I'm not trying to be a grouch about the idea of them making the playoffs. I think if we go by the College Football Power Index, Mizzou's got about an 8% chance to make it. So there is a chance. But it's really there's nothing to talk about in any type of important way right now, because in 6 days, they play at South Carolina, a team that is red hot, and a team that if you look at outside the top 25 polls, if you just look at the FPI, they're ranked 14th in the country, and South Carolina is number 10 in the Sagarin ratings. If you look at what they've done in their last four, they lose by two at Alabama, and then they just absolutely destroy Oklahoma, Texas, A&M, and Vandy by an average of about 24 points. So Mizzou's actually going into a place that's South Carolina's like at this moment is one of the hottest teams in college football. If the Tigers can win there, then we have something to talk about. But until this game comes along, as Drink would say, I think he would say it's just a lot of noise until we see what happens Saturday. Right.
That's right. He doesn't listen to any of that stuff.
No, that's right.
Yeah. And I totally respect that. I like Drink in that respect. I'm going to have to see. My app is stalling on me here, but I want to see what the spread is, the early spread is on that game at South Carolina. If I had to guess, I'd say South Carolina by at least 10, probably 10 to 14, somewhere in there.
But yeah, we'll and it's weird because they don't it's not like they have a great overall record. I mean, they're 4-3 in the SEC, for example. But we're talking about at the moment, they're just sizzlingly good. And this is going to be, as much as I was enamored and just loved the way Drew Pine came on in the second half last night. I mean, this is going to be a monstrous type of test for Mizzou, especially for their offense on the road. So, but who knows, man? They're showing some survival skills.
What an amazing night last night. I know a lot of people are buzzing about that game yesterday. Missouri and South Carolina. I know I've got it here. Let me see if I can find it real quick before I switch topic.
I can look 13 too,
and
my
a half.
Friend.
13 and a half. So I was pretty good there. I said between 10 and 14. It's a 13 and a half point spread. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll see. Let me wrap the final 4 minutes here on Cardinals. So I just talked to John Mozeliak. Just a quick rundown. He has had that conversation, as you know, with Wilson Contreras at first base. He's talked to his players. He left it kind of open as to what would happen here, Gray, Arenado, and of course he's not going to talk about Helsley, but he indicated they're getting a ton of calls about their bullpen and about their catchers. Your thoughts on where the Cardinals stand currently?
You know, they have a chance. I use the term rebuild for 2025, but I've always said it. We're not talking about a massive rebuild. We're not talking about a long and painful rebuild. It could be a moderate rebuild, and they could have a respectable 2025 season. And as time goes on, I believe that even more. And, of course, we don't know what the final roster is going to be going into spring training. And a lot of it does hinge upon whether they decide to keep Ryan Helsley or they trade Ryan Helsley, because without Ryan Helsley, that opens up a potential huge vulnerability, because they put games, they put late leads away better than just about any team in baseball last season. And it's the number one reason why they won 83 games. But if you take Helsley out of there, then you're scrambling to figure out the closer situation. And that could be a challenge, to say the least. So I think a lot is dependent dependent upon whether Helsley is a Cardinal to start 2025 or not. I love the Contreras move to first base because you're going to improve offensively at first base, and their second best hitter last year among players that had 250 plate appearances was Ivan Herrera. And if they play him a lot behind the plate, now you're going to have two improved positions in your lineup at first base and catcher in terms of upgrading that offense. And I think Contreras is going to work hard. He's a man that's got immense pride. I think he's going to work really, really hard to be a solid, respectable first baseman. I know a lot of people are concerned about that, and I get it because Goldschmidt was really good defensively. But sometimes you have to put a premium on offense, especially after the way that team struggled offensively in 2024.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. We're going to have the Gas House Gang. We're going to expand on this conversation tomorrow at noon. The four of us will be back together. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler, Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman. We're on the KMOX Sports social media channels, KMOX News as well, KMOX's YouTube page. You'll subscribe to KMOX Sports YouTube. I know that just to get those rolling. You can also hear them in podcast form, and you can see them again at KMOX.com. Bernie, you are on YouTube. How is that been going? I know you said you wanted to re-engage and post even more videos and get things rolling on your Bernie Show YouTube page, which is a must subscribe.
It's been going well, and I appreciate you letting me talk about it just a second here. You know, I'm trying to think, and if I take a second to look this up, and I know I'm on limited time, but if you look at some of the goals I had for this, I was hoping to get to 5,000 subscribers over the first 3 or 4 months, but I'm closing in on 7,000. I've got a tremendous number of views for all my videos, and it's mostly Cardinal stuff, but I do mix in some Blues and Mizzou. So the audience has been great. They've made this thing a lot of fun for me to do, and I'm very thankful and appreciative for all the support. So people can find that at youtube.com/@TheBernieShow.
His last post was Cardinals must motivate the fans. So you'll have to click on that for sure, and you'll have to watch us tomorrow at noon. And I appreciate you, pal. Thanks for the visit.
We'll talk tomorrow. Tom can't wait. I should say blah, 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 blah. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, buddy. Bernie Miklas on KMOX.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.